There are 4 days left in this 60-day legislative session. A lot can happen in 4 days. A lot can happen in 4 hours in Olympia. Here to preview it, the final home stretch of the legislative session and what's at stake, John Braun, state senator from Centralia Chehalis and the Republican leader in the Washington State Senate. Good morning, Senator Braun. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Is the momentum with the Republicans or is the momentum with the Democrats going into the final few days?
Well, I think the momentum's with the Republicans right now. We have a lot of things going on. We have been successful over the last 2 weeks in stopping a number of bills that were bad for the people of the state of Washington. And thankfully, most of those are behind us. There's a few we got to fight out on concurrence. As you know, we were through the policy cutoff for both chambers. And this last 4 days, what we do is we basically negotiate. They call it concurrence or on the bills that were passed by both chambers but are different. So that's the big deal. But the big, big win, I think, coming up in the next day or two for the people of the state of Washington is I have every reason to believe that at least 3 of the initiatives to the legislature are going to come up for a vote, and I have every reason to believe they will pass resoundingly off the floor of the House and the Senate, and they're in doing so will become law 90 days thereafter.
Yep. 3 of the 6 initiatives might be law within 72 hours. Maybe as soon as today?
I think there's a decent chance we could see some. I think if we see one, we'll see all 3 at the same time. It's kind of surreal to watch the majority Democrats. You know, they don't love these, but they know the people strongly support them. So it's really odd. They give kind of, you know, opposed speeches and then say vote yes, because they know they have to. You know, they're kind of boxed in. The people have spoken pretty loudly, and not only with the signatures, but also directly and ultimately in the hearings, they finally seem to be getting the message that it's important to listen to the people of the state of Washington.
My favorite,
they don't like it.
My favorite senator to watch here on one of these initiatives, Radical Senator Manka Dhingra, Democrat from Redmond, Microsoft land, who was the strongest voice in favor of restricting police pursuits. And when the vote came up in her committee on striking down the law the Democrats passed, party line vote, instituting those restrictions on police, she votes yes. She votes for the initiative to strike down the law she had been vociferously defending for the past 2 years. Ditto.
Yes.
With the Parents' Bill of Rights, the Right to Know initiative with public schools, that's 2081, and 2111, prohibiting state and local income taxes. Again, income taxes at any level of government. And by the way, Senator Braun, is that no graduated income tax or no income tax, period?
It's no income tax at all. You know,
wow.
As you know, John, technically in our Constitution, it allows for a income tax up to 1%, but it's got to be uniform, same for everybody in the state. This law would prohibit
even
any
that
kind of income tax at the state or local level once passed.
Even that, even a 1% income tax uniformly across the board would not be allowed. So you think the Democrats want to vote for these things? Oh, no. The good guys are, in my opinion, the good guys. Brian Haywood, in particular, is already winning. Senator?
I think the people of the state of Washington are winning. And thank you to Brian for all his work and for Let's Go Washington. But the real winner is here are the people. The people finally
had
a chance to express their voice.
Fair point. Very good point. Let me review the status of some hot button issues. Okay, the Democrats had, this was their signature priority. They started this legislative session greasing the skids to try and push a bill allowing property tax increases without a vote of the people by any level of government, 3% a year rather than 1% a year. Is that bill dead and gone?
Technically, it's not done until the end of session, but they have pulled back all effort to pass that bill, and now for a couple of weeks. Yeah. And that was, you're 100% right. This was a top priority. They had worked it hard. They thought they had the vote count, and we were able to rally the people, because this is deeply, as you know, this is deeply unpopular with the people of the state of Washington, regardless of politics. It's been in law for over two decades, first by initiative and then by a vote of the legislature after the state Supreme Court struck it down. And they recognize they're feeling the pinch of property taxes already.
Yep.
And the idea, they understand a 3%, it compounds. This is going to be billions of dollars in new taxes had they passed it. And
yep.
And again, we were successful in amplifying the vote, the voice of the people, and the people really, really, really responded. They
okay. They
stood up and said no across the state. Democratic districts, everywhere.
No, the public spoke up. The Republicans fought tenaciously, and that bill died. And there's no real effort being made to resurrect it. Let's go to their second priority of this legislative session. Again, they have large majorities in both houses and, of course, control of the governor's office. Rent control. Is rent control down for the count?
It is. That one is 100% dead. That we had to kill it a couple times, frankly. We had to stop it in the Senate the first time in the Housing Committee, and that was tough. And we had one member of the other side that stuck with us to kill it. And then the House passed it. The House Democrats passed it out, and they came over to the Senate, and we held it in Ways and Means. Again, we had a couple Democrats in Ways and Means that stuck with us. I understood this is the wrong thing for people in the state of Washington that are having trouble with access to housing. This is going to make it worse.
Yeah, no.
If
you want to stabilize rents, you need to encourage a whole lot of more people to get into the apartment rental business. And this goes in the opposite direction. Let's get to their third priority, John. A natural gas ban for new residential and commercial customers.
That's a mixed bag. We have removed the natural gas ban language from the bill. It's House Bill 1589.
Yeah.
We had a two-day fight on this last week. 2 days we fought on this bill, and we were able to get the three worst items out of the bill, but unfortunately the bill has gone forward. And I would tell you, even though I'm pleased that we got some stuff out of it, the bill that remains is still going to be hard on the people of the state of Washington. It still accelerates the move from gas to electricity and puts the cost of that, which is significant because you're writing down all these gas assets down sometimes decades earlier, squarely on the consumer. This is going to be a very expensive bill. Now, it's not done yet. It's got to go back to the House, and they have to concur. And there continue to be people speaking up and saying this is bad for them. So we'll see what happens. We kind of a middle ground. We got the worst out of it.
Okay.
We haven't stopped it entirely yet, but we're not done yet either.
You know what would be a great Republican alternative? A bill that prohibits state government from denying access for consumers to natural gas.
Amen. Natural gas is clean. It's efficient. It's economical, and it heats a wide majority of our state. And there's no real true alternative right now.
And you know what else? You know what else, Senator? It's popular. If there was a bill or an initiative that said consumers shall, not may, shall have access to natural gas as a heating source in their buildings or residences, what do you think the response from the public would be?
Well, I think it would be overwhelming. People would absolutely support that. There's no question. Because they understand. I mean, in spite of the language from the Democratic majorities that natural gas is banned, they understand clean, efficient, economic. It's a good answer. And it's an answer that works for a lot of people. And they have, and here's the other thing, they really don't have an alternative. If they want to heat their homes, they don't have enough access
right.
or the funding to turn their house into a electricity-only dwelling. This is their only option. Yeah. So, of course, they're going to support
See,
it.
See, I think that's the next Republican priority is a counteroffensive and to strike back by saying, no, no, just the opposite. Washington consumers deserve access to natural gas if they choose it. Government should not be making that choice for people. Last bill I want to ask you about, as we only have about 45 seconds, and that is Karen Kaiser's bill to allow workers that go out on strike to collect unemployment benefits.
A big win for Republicans and for the people of the state of Washington. That bill is inherently unfair. It makes, you know, 5 out of 6 people pay for one person to go on the strike. Inherently unfair.
Yeah.
We were able to hold it in the Senate. We held it in the Senate bill, and then the House passed over a bill. And it was quite. It came right down to the wire on Friday. But we were able to find enough folks, clear thinking folks on the other side of the aisle to stand with us and hold that bill. So thankfully, that bill is off the record.
How about that?
This year.
All right. So some real gains being made that have surprised a lot of people.